Com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You know, the global tobacco use still remains high. I mean, even with all of the physicians probably, I mean, almost globally, telling everybody that, you know, obviously smoking is bad for you, and we know that with commercials and ads and everything else, but the use of it is still high. And nicotine is very addictive, I get that. But not that I'm on some crusade, but I do think it's a huge deal if we could get people to cut back on the use of tobacco. And so there's a lot of, again, it comes up with money, though. I mean, you've got all the lobbyists and all these people out there that are, you know, it's big business. So, again, you're fighting that, too. So so many pro-tobacco forces, they often overshadow the less well-funded tobacco control strategy. So the global tobacco use remains high, and particularly in low- and middle-class income countries, according to the world's largest study on tobacco use. The research published August 17th in the journal The Lancet revealed that more resources are needed to fully implement tobacco control strategies to educate people about the harmful effects of tobacco products and help them quit smoking. Our data reflected industry efforts to promote tobacco use. Lead study author Gary Giovanno, chairman of the Department of Community Health and Health Behavior at the University of Buffalo School of Public Health and Health Professions, said in a university news release, these include marketing and mass media campaigns by companies that makes smoking seem glamorous, especially for women. So the industry's marketing efforts also equate tobacco with the use of Western themes such as freedom and gender equality. Well, governments around the world need to start giving economic and regulatory advantages to agricultural products that promote health instead of products that, like tobacco, that kill people, Giovanni added. The study involved 14 low- and middle-income countries involved in global adult tobacco survey. Specifically, the researchers focused on Bangladesh, Brazil, China, Egypt, India, Mexico, the Philippines, Poland, Russia, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine, Uruguay, and Vietnam. From 2008 to 2010, more than 248,000 people from these countries were interviewed in person on the tobacco use. But the interviews were compared to nearly 189,000 surveys conducted in the United States and the UK. Well, the investigators found that 49% of men and 11% of women at the Global Adult Tobacco Survey countries smoked or used smokeless tobacco. Although the rates of smoking among women in these countries remained low, they started smoking earlier, and the women started using tobacco around age 17 and in their early 20s. Well, the most popular form of tobacco were cigarettes, but of course, there was a high number of tobacco users with men with chew, and also snuff itself. Study authors pointed out that pro-tobacco forces in these countries impede efforts to control tobacco use, and in some countries, the government actually owns the tobacco industry. That's interesting. So the China National Tobacco, for example, which is owned by Chinese government, sponsors dozens of elementary schools where students are subjected to pro-tobacco propaganda. Some messages even equate tobacco use with academic success. That's mind-boggling, really. So the tobacco industry also has developed ways to make tobacco products more palatable for non-smokers who are using them for the first time. These products are technologically designed to mask harshness, provide particular taste sensations, and increase the nicotine delivery. That's unbelievable. I mean, the FDA has been studying ways to work with this for years, but there's so much involved with it. I mean, the campaigning and the marketing behind it is unbelievable. And it's still going after the next generation. It's like, I mean, you almost wonder if it'll ever stop. But it is targeting our young people. They're still jumping in. They're still buying into it. And other countries, too. I mean, that's the interesting piece to this, that other countries have jumped in, and they're marketing to the kids. I mean, elementary school, really? They're giving pro-tobacco propaganda? I mean, that just, that blows me away. It's very sad, actually. It's got to change. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give me a call, or you can go on our website, getwellradio.com, and we can answer your question there as an email, or we can make it part of the show. But don't forget, if you miss something that I talk about, whether it's something nutritional or talking about one of our providers, it's all at the website. You can always go there and find it. So if you're driving, just remember getwellradio.com, and you can find it there. Gail, welcome to the show.
Alrighty. I was listening to you the other day, and I heard you say for hypothyroidism, you said to avoid cabbage, avoid Brussels sprouts. Okay, so I need to know what I should be eating, and if you think there's a natural cure, or is there a cure, no cure, and just only you have to support the hypothyroid, support the thyroid instead of actually curing the problem.
Yeah, it's not so much a cure issue. It really, it comes down to the thyroid itself. You know, making sure that it's not, and let me just preface this by saying, it's not don't eat broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower if you have low thyroid function. I mean, obviously those are very good foods. They're very good for you. But you don't have to eliminate those out of your diet. It's just, you wouldn't want to eat 5 servings a day. That's where the goitrogens that are in those vegetables could potentially cause a little bit of an issue with the thyroid. It's not just eat a head of broccoli or eat some broccoli and your thyroid's going to shut down. So it's really not like that. But, you know, again, it's just everything in more of a moderate tone. You can eat other vegetables. It's just those cruciferous vegetables that can be a little bit of a challenge if you eat tons and tons of them. So that's the one thing you've got to be a little bit careful with. But yeah, it is, it's very interesting we start looking at this and how the nutrition in our body, the foods that we eat, directly affect our overall health. And it's actually amazing. So you want to look at that and continue to study it. But yeah, there's a couple of things that are very, very good for thyroid function. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Our scripture for the day comes from John 10:10. It says, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. They call him the thief. He says that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. It's true. Very true. Powerful. It's definitely Christ came to give you life. Not so that you would be able to miss out, not so that you would be broke, not so that you would be struggling your whole life, but that to give you life, to breathe life into you so you can go to the next level. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me a call right now. Christina in Texas writes, I'm having an issue with migraine headaches. Typically the pain over my eyes. What should I do? Well, that's over both of your eyes. You might be having what we call occipital headaches, which could be coming from the back of the head, believe it or not, with the muscles attached to the skull. Osteopathic physician, chiropractic physician, they both can work with that. Physical therapy is good with it too. So you might want to go get some help on those ends, and they can start working on the musculature. And a lot of times that can relieve a lot of the pain and the pressure. Go online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with companies.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On 1-800-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. College students now find that emotional health is declining. Well, the pressures of high school and the effects of the recession have pushed the emotional health of the U.S. college freshman to its lowest point since an annual survey began looking at the issue 25 years ago. The American Freshman National Norms Fall 2010 survey of more than 200,000 incoming full-time college students found an increase in the percentage of students who say their emotional health was well below average. Well, the percentage of students who say their emotional health was above average fell to 52%, compared with 64% in 1985. The New York Times reported, well, the proportion of students who say they were frequently overwhelmed by all they had to do during their senior year of high school rose to 29% from 27% in the previous year. There was a large gender gap in this area, with 18% of males and 39% of females feeling frequently overwhelmed in their final year of high school. The study also indicated that the poor economy is causing a lot of stress for college freshmen. Due to family money problems, more students are having to get loans to finance their education. Students are having more trouble finding summer jobs and are worried about their college debt and job prospects when they graduate. So a lot of pressure on college students. I mean, yeah, and definitely one of the major issues with the financial stress, even of their parents, is a big deal. And I just, it's challenging because one of the things that I really see with young people, especially going into college, just is the struggle. You know, financial struggles, the emotional challenges of just the wear and tear. You know, high school is getting tough enough, and then going into college and making that transition and, you know, tough relationships and broken homes and all of that makes it really, really tough. So, yeah, I mean, freshmen have definitely some challenges, but that's where you have a chance to overcome. And you have a chance to really go to the next level as a student with a good attitude and just to bust into college and make an impact. In the middle of maybe some down times, you can still make an up time, that's for sure. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to David. Hi, David.
Hey, Doc. How you doing tonight?
I'm better than yesterday. What's happening?
Me too. Hey, I just got a question for you. I want to know about learn about skin tags. I've got some skin tags. That's what I've heard them call on the internet. I've never been diagnosed by a doctor, but around my neck area and then in the armpit area. Do you know anything about these and what causes them and maybe what some remedies are for them?
Yeah, I mean, they're just pretty much friction, believe it or not, from tight clothing or your skin rubbing together as you move and walk. And that's really what causes them. And, you know, if they're, to get rid of them, you just cut them.
There's no after effects. It's safe to do that.
No, I mean, you might want to have the doctor do it if you want. I mean, feel more comfortable with that. But I'm just telling you that standard protocol in regular family medicine is just to cut them. I mean, I've cut.
Okay.
You know,
I've read on the internet that they're a byproduct of diabetic symptoms and things of that nature, but I don't feel bad or anything like that. It's just been something that I've had most of my life.
Can be, but I wouldn't worry too much about that. A lot of times it happens with certain areas of the body, and yeah, I mean, does it happen with diabetes? Well, it can be, and it can be associated with it, but. You know, again, I'll tell you this. There's a lot of theory of what causes it, but no one just has put their finger completely on it, okay? It's kind of like moles. You know what I mean? Moles pop up, and it's one of those deals where it can be damage to the skin and that sort of thing. But still, as far as getting rid of them, typically cut them. You let it scab over, and it'll heal, and it's no big deal. So that's what standard docs will do typically, all right? I mean, some of them get into the burning them off and all that, but most of the time they just cut them. They just lance them. So, anyway, don't try this at home. There's my disclaimer, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Let's go to Stan. Hi, Stan.
Hey, I basically have been plagued probably since about 2 years ago. My digestive system, it seemed like I was basically coming down with excessive gas, mainly flatulence. And I tried everything. I've done my homework. I started taking the acidophilus. I started taking enzymes. Basically kind of watched my diet, realized, kind of outweighed, realizing the effect that I could have been lactose intolerant. That wasn't the case. And, you know, I kind of watched my diet. I exercise regularly. It's gotten mildly better, but it's just like after a while, I mean, I feel stumped. It's like, okay, I go to the doctor and I'm getting nowhere fast. So I didn't know if you had any advice or anything that maybe if it could be complicated to something else. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, you're doing all the right things as far as what you're taking and using. Digestive enzymes. One other are proteolytic enzymes. They're a little bit different. You can find them in food, but the supplement form tend to work very well with folks. That might be something you want to look at. So they're called proteolytic enzymes. You actually take them away from meals, and they tend to do quite well. So that's one. Now, the other that you can look at, hydrochloric acid, betaine hydrochloride, they actually help break the proteins down a lot better, which, again, can help quite a bit. So that's something you can definitely look into. The proteolytic enzymes and the betaine hydrochloride both are very helpful. Now, cutting out dairy products can also be a help if you're still having some discomfort and issues with the digestive tract. Also, of course, you know me, I talk about gluten a lot. And not that I'm just completely anti-gluten, but I think limiting it is a big deal. And if you start having digestive issues, bloating and gas and all that, it's good to eliminate it. Because, at least for a period of time, and see how your body responds to it. But yeah, these are all very helpful. I think you're going down the right track, though. Good job, man. It sounds like you've got a lot of good things going. It's just about fine-tuning it. And definitely get someone to work with you. You know, a clinician, physician of some kind, to kind of work through it with you. Even a dietitian are excellent at these sorts of things and getting you to the next level. All right, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
I've got like a pain underneath my armpit, down maybe just a few inches, about 4 inches down maybe. It will hurt for bad for a day, then it like quits, and then it will come back, and then it might go away for a couple of days.
I would just go in and see your doctor and have them check it out. I mean, it could be, there's a lot of could-bes. I mean, it could be a nerve-related issue, very simple. Could be a rib head that's out, and the connection point of that, which can cause some shooting pains. And it could be something, you know, that it could be glandular, or it could be one of your, I mean, there's a lot of could-bes with that. So I would definitely go get it checked out, no doubt about it, just because, you know, pain aside could be structural, but it also could be organic, meaning that it could be potentially something going on with one of your systems. And again, you get some blood work done, some other testing they will do, and you'll be able to figure that out. But yeah, it's one of those challenging situations. I know it's you feel pain like that, and of course you think the worst, and many times it's usually nothing. But I would still go get it checked. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. You heard of BPA, bisphenol A, kind of a hot topic right now. They're saying that higher BPA levels can lead to more heart disease. People who have high levels of the chemical bisphenol A in their urine may be more likely to have narrowing of the coronary arteries, a new study shows. The BPA has been used for more than 40 years in food packaging, metal food and beverage can liners, and many other products. Nearly everyone has detectable levels of BPA, including researcher, researcher David Meltzer, who's a professor of epidemiology and public health at England's University of Exeter. He says his new study shows survey between urinary BPA levels and the width of the coronary arteries, which supply blood level to the heart. Most people who had narrowed arteries had a higher level of BPA in their urine, Meltzer says. The study published in the PLOS-1 does not prove that BPA narrowed anyone's arteries. Many factors include diet and activity that affect heart health. Still, Meltzer says we need to take it seriously that BPA may be adding to the other classical risk factors for heart disease, such as high lipids, high blood pressure, and smoking. Scientists from the environmental groups say that study results add to growing evidence of a link between BPA and heart disease. A spokesperson from the chemical industry says it proves nothing. Well, the FDA has been studying BPA for several years, and in July, it banned BPA's use in baby bottles and sippy cups. Most of these products were already BPA-free after makers stopped using BPA. However, some research done in animals has raised potential concerns that BPA exposure might lead to multiple health problems such as diabetes, heart disease, and reproductive disorders. However, the FDA has said the evidence at this time does not suggest that the very low levels of exposure to BPA via the diet are unsafe. The BPA and heart disease study details a new study is the fourth led by Meltzer's team. You know, I just want to say that I'm going to finish some of these points, but I mean, when they say things like, well, here's the deal. BPA at moderate levels definitely causes narrowing of the arteries. It definitely raises estrogen levels, and it definitely can affect overall heart health. Why would you not just get rid of it altogether? That's my whole deal. It's like, okay, at low levels, we feel like it's okay. We don't see any significant risk. Why would you want to put any of it in your body if it has a potential risk? Just get rid of it. I mean, the whole point is for us to live healthy. So why would you be putting chemicals in the body that are going to cause such an issue? I mean, it's ridiculous to me. It just makes no sense. So anyway, at the end of the day, Meltzer classified his patients by having normal arteries or immediate or severe coronary artery disease. Of the 591, 385 had severe coronary artery disease, 86 had intermediate, and 120 had normal arteries. We only had 385 with severe coronary artery disease, and even in that relatively small group, we found very clear evidence of a link of BPA exposure with coronary artery narrowing. A greater percentage of those with intermediate and severe disease had higher urinary BPA levels. So let me tell you something. You got cans that are, you're eating out of canned foods. Be cautious of doing that too much because the lining inside of the cans are loaded with BPAs unless it says so and it's specifically marked with that as well. It's just very, very, very challenging. So make sure that you do everything you can to avoid canned foods. Go frozen foods. They're just as cheap. And, you know, you just need a little bit of boiled water. It takes a little bit longer to prepare them, but you don't have all the chemicals that are in there. It's much better for you. The frozen is, I mean, of course, fresh organic. But, again, if you're looking to save money and you're going on a budget, go with the frozen vegetables. Throw it in a little water, boil it up, put it in a steamer, whatever you got to do, and it works just fine. Frozen is much better. So the BPAs are not worth it. And watch out for any of the plastic bottles, especially bottled water. That's a whole other topic because you go into bottled water and you think, well, I mean, what am I going to drink? Tap water? I mean, what's the lesser of the two evils? Well, it's a tough one. But filtered water is the best. Put it in glass bottles. If you really want to know the best thing to do, that's the best thing to do. Because the plastics are just loaded with the BPAs. And that's one thing you want to definitely steer clear of. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can check us out online at getwellradio.com. Now, any information you need is there at the website. So check it out and give us a call there. Now, let's go to Carol. Carol, welcome to the show. Oh, we've got Harold. Hi, Harold.
My mother, she's 66 years old. She's been diagnosed with end-stage honeycombing pulmonary fibrosis. And the doctors have got her on all kinds of medicine, prednisone, and she's taking high blood pressure medicine. And I got online, and I was looking for natural cures, and I found the that package with Cerecor and Acetyl and Clear Lungs and CeraRx and Synergy Therapeutics. Does that stuff work?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's not a miracle pill, and it's not a silver bullet, but they can be helpful. I mean, one of the main things you got to do is lower inflammation throughout the body, and that's a big key. So you cut down inflammation through diet, and, of course, cutting down the inflammatory foods is always going to be kind of a first step in this sort of situation. So that's what I would kind of focus on and look at is cutting that down, all right? There are what we call super agers, and we found that in brain scans that these super agers had thicker cortexes than their peers. Elderly people who experience no decline in memory have certain brain characteristics that differ from their peers who show more typical age-related memory loss, new research reveals. Scientists from the Northwestern University's Cognitive Neurology and Alzheimer's Disease Center identified 12 people age 80 or older who did well or did as well or better a memory test as people who were 20 to 30 years younger. Researchers dubbed them super agers, and MRI scans showed that the cortex of the super agers was thicker. Many prior studies have shown that brain atrophy and loss of thinking abilities go hand in hand. A study is unique in that it starts with people with exceptionally good memories for their age and then looks at what makes their brains different, he said. He noted, however, that the study shows a correlation between good memories in later life and a thicker cortex and larger brain volume, but it doesn't show cause and effect. So what is unknown is if retaining brain volume protects thinking abilities, then the maintaining portion is really the challenge. It could be that those whose brains are built better to last or built to last structurally are probably those brains that are better built to last from a functional perspective, or that those who are exercising their brains may have less atrophy. Well, at the same time, the super agers also had a larger cortex, another brain region, which is also involved in attention and memory than the middle-aged participants. Super agers were born with more prominent cingulate cortexes, or if that region resisted atrophy later in life, according to the study. Well, with studies like this, one thing people want to know is that it takes to be among super agers. Well, unfortunately, there's no clear answers on what it takes to be a super ager, but genetics are likely to play a role. And in general, a healthy lifestyle is supportive of good memory. But in our experience, they said the super agers have been smoking a pack of cigarettes for the last 20 years. Others have never touched them. So there's a mixed group. So they don't know that lifestyle factors actually affect these super agers. They may say that it has to do more with genetics and what you're born with. So it's actually quite interesting when you think about it. I mean, to know that brain function is built on structure, which, of course, that makes sense, but to know it's built on structure and not as much with our lifestyle factors. I mean, the lifestyle factors definitely affect it, but to know that it's not as much as we might have thought, that it's more structure, that will be yet to be seen. So it'll be good to see kind of some of the studies that they come up with regarding neurological and brain function wrapped around this, just because it's interesting, all of it. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You give me a call right now. Go to GetWellRadio.com, too. Find out all the information you need here for the show. And some of our seminars are coming up. Get into our social media world, Facebook and Twitter, and we will keep you posted on the dates and the upcoming dates. If you want to jump in with those, we'll be glad to see you as we begin to go into some of our top markets here. It'll be exciting. I definitely want to meet you, that's for sure. Always behind the microphone and never get to see you, so it'll be fun to kind of sit down and be able to. I doubt I'll be sitting down. Actually, I'll probably be standing up, jumping all around, but it'll be fun to see you nevertheless. Give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio and taking more of your calls.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, I get a lot of calls and emails talking about genetics. Genetics and our health, is it all in our genes? And I'll tell you this, that there's some groundbreaking new research about our genetics, learning that really our lifestyle choices can help us live better and live stronger. It's not so much in our DNA, but it's about finding out what our DNA is, what our blueprint is, and then how to modify our lifestyle and to come up with customized nutrition based around our deficiencies in our DNA so we can make our blueprint strong again. There's a great company called Gene Me that does that. You can check them out at getgeneme.me. They do actual nutrition testing based on your DNA. So you can get a DNA profile, see exactly what, not just your blood test, which can fluctuate, your own DNA, what your cells say that you need. Really, really important information, and it's powerful, and it's cutting edge, and it's based on extensive research that's been done recently that we really know now that our genetics do play a role, but we can affect and influence our genetics by the foods that we eat and by having the right kind of nutrition in our body. And that's what GeneMe does. So getgeneme.me, that is the website. Just check it out. I think you'll be intrigued by it. I know I have been. I've been studying it now with DNA and nutrition. Of course, nutrition is kind of a passion of mine. And I've been studying DNA and the testing that's been done for DNA. It's a very simple test, but actually gives you such great information to figure out exactly what's going on inside your body. All right, we're going to kick it off now and go to the phones with Jane. Hi, Jane.
I was calling because for the past 3 years, I've been dealing with sciatica. I'm 24 years old, and I'm 3 or 4 days out of the week, I'm having to take pain medicines just to be able to get out of bed and take care of my kids. And I didn't know if there was anything else that I can do besides just take pain medicines all the time, because I personally don't like to even take Tylenol.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. Well, I mean, with sciatica or any type of nerve-related pain, you know, one thing you want to do is for sure get someone to work on the structural part of the body. Now, it doesn't involve drugs or surgery, but you could have either a physical therapist that does a great job. Chiropractic physicians actually do phenomenal jobs when you're dealing with the nervous system, and especially with something like sciatica. They're just the pros at it. Now, osteopathic physicians can do well, too, if they're still up on their manipulation skills as far as working on that. So that is, those are a couple pieces that, in really specialties that you can look at. Now, a couple things too. Nutritional deficiencies can definitely play a role. B vitamins, we all get deficient in if we don't eat enough vegetables. And vitamin B6, pyridoxine, is the actual version of B6 that is important for any type of neuropathy or nerve-related issue. The more B6 pyridoxine that you have, the more your body can be supported. So it's important, and it's, you know, obvious, important to look at that and get the right nutrients coming in as well. So just a couple things to keep in mind. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to Derek now. Hi, Derek.
Well, I noticed lately I'm a male, 50-year-old male, truck driver. Okay. And in the last couple weeks, I've noticed sort of a little bit of lines on my eyes, and this is most noticeable in the daytime, as bright, sunnier days. Nighttime, it's not a problem at all. And then yesterday, I noticed some pressure in my eyes. It almost seemed like a sinus headache, and I don't believe it was.
Well, that's possible. I mean, with the eyes and that sort of thing, it's one of those deals where it could be sinus pressure, but a lot of times it's a deficiency, typically. It could be iron deficiency. You might want to get that checked out. All you got to do is go to your physician, and they can run a simple blood test and check and see. Now, that's one piece. The other you might want to get looked at is it could be just something as simple as a zinc deficiency. And they can do some blood testing to figure that out. So you might want to get that looked at. But, yeah, I know that's it's frustrating because you're thinking, well, where did that come from? And, you know, that's not normal. Well, that's where they can go in and do the testing and really get down and begin to figure that out. All right. Let me know, though. Keep me posted on how it goes. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Go online, getwellradio.com. Be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm better than yesterday. What's happening?
Well, I've got actually two questions. One, I'm 27 years old, and every female in my family has thyroid issues. They all have to take, I think, I'm assuming it's the hormone.
It's levothyroxine, Synthroid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have had zero energy. I have had, like, no appetite. My hair has been falling out. And my mom actually suggested that I get tested for my thyroid because, like I said, everyone in my family has it. I've been tested twice by two different doctors, and they said it's normal. But I have three kids, but, you know, that's some of my levels gone down right there. But I used to have all the energy in the world, and now it takes everything I have to wake up in the morning and to get started. And by the time the end of the day,
What a lot of times when you've got energy, when you got low energy like that out of nowhere and the thyroid checks out okay, I would do two things. I would look at your cortisol levels, have them check your HGH levels, because growth hormone in your pituitary gland can be a root cause too, and also have them look at your TPO antibodies. TPO antibodies really can show an issue with potential autoimmune that doesn't show up in the normal thyroid test. All right, but keep me posted. Puts another hour in the charts. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding medical.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better in some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.